USA News update. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his Georgia election interference case.
He noted on Truth Social that he'll be arrested by Fannie Willis, who he referred to as a radical left district attorney. Trump was charged last week with racketeering in connection to alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. I'm Dave Collins.
Tropical Storm Harold has made landfall in South Texas, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, and a chance for coastal flooding. Over a million people in the area are under tropical storm warnings. More than 3 inches of rain has already fallen in the Corpus Christi area. One-third of adults believe COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, according to a KFF survey. Almost all respondents recognized false claims, with a third linking COVID vaccines to sudden deaths in healthy individuals. Of those, 10% considered it definitely true. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.